War has upended the lives of millions of Ukrainians, including the country's musicians. And today we're going to take some time to hear from a few of them. Here to help us do that is Dan Rosenberg. He's a journalist, radio host, and music producer. And before the war broke out, he was working on assembling a guide to Ukrainian folk music. After the Russian invasion, his work took on new meaning, and he's been in touch with artists who fled the country and some who are still there. Dan, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much.
Well, let's begin with some Ukrainian music that you brought to us from a group called the Hudaki Village Band. Here's a little of their song. It's called Durule. Tell us what we're hearing here, Dan.
The Hudaki Village Band is a 9-member folk music ensemble from southwest Ukraine that came into international prominence in 2013 while performing during the protests that erupted in Kiev's Maidan Square. And there were dramatic videos at that time with the Hudaki Village Band singing and playing cymbalum, clarinet, and accordion while surrounded by riot police.
Yes, the band is actually still in Ukraine, right? They've been driven out of their homes. They're living in a village up in the mountains. Here's a voice memo that you brought to us from the band's clarinetist.
Yes, this is our life now. Public life is shut down. We try to be very busy and occupied, not to cry, not to be sad, but be active.
So how are these musicians doing, Dan? How are they getting by in Ukraine right now?
A lot of musicians can't even play music, whether it's because they're hiding or just the emotional state. Yuri told me that we're surrounded by people being murdered, and we just cannot imagine creating music, because what music goes with murder?
Well, you've got some music from another band. It's called Daku Braku, and here's one of the band's members speaking through an interpreter. And he's going to introduce the next song that we'll hear.
Of course, we change our program a lot because of these different meanings of the songs, and we don't have any possibility to have fun on the stage like it was. And we have in our program one song, we call it Crying, but it's Requiem, and we devote it to people who died of Russian aggression. And it's very sad, but we need to sing such kind of songs now.
Dan, you can feel the darkness in that, can't you?
Yeah, they're probably the best known folk group from Ukraine, and for good reason. And they've been touring the world pretty consistently for more than a decade. And they had just returned to Kiev on February 22nd, and 2 days later, we all know what happened as bombs started falling across Ukraine. Now, this quartet is a group of young parents, and they managed to travel by land to Hungary. And they're now touring the United States. And like so many Ukrainian bands, when they do play music, it's so different, with songs that honor those who've been killed and all the families that have been separated by this horrific war.
They're bringing the reality of their lives to their music.
Yeah.
Next, let's hear from a band you've actually helped produce. They're called Yiddish Glory. And to introduce this next song, here is its leader, Anna Sternshish.
Transnistrian Lullaby was written by a poet, a Jewish refugee named Reli Bly, who was imprisoned in Mogilev-Podolsk ghetto between 1941 and 1944. It's a dark lullaby that does not really put the listener to sleep, and instead informs that listener about the horrors that people live through in those ghettos, and above all, proximity of death everywhere. It says, over picturesque Ukraine, we see death everywhere.
Sitzen drin in Menschig, war jugt die sitzen drinnen menschig den Zebuk.
A dark lullaby. This group, Yiddish Glory, has a really rich history going back to the 1940s. Tell us about them.
You know, this is a project that began in the 1940s by an ethnomusicologist from Kiev named Moisey Baragovsky, who was collecting music from Holocaust survivors in Ukraine. And when Professor Sternchis, she's a professor at the University of Toronto, found this song in an archive in Kiev 2 years ago about this young mother trying to put her baby to sleep in Ukraine during a war, World War II, and a typhus epidemic, she told me at the time, I hope that no mother ever has to sing a lullaby like this ever again. Hmm. Yet here we are. We see mothers trying to put their babies to sleep in bomb shelters.
Hmm. Here's another piece, a little change of pace. You describe this next song as almost a Ukrainian ska. Here's the band Perkalaba. Tell us about this song, Dan.
You know, one of the things that's so striking, and it's at the same time heartbreaking listening to Perkalaba, is that 10 weeks ago, just 10 weeks ago, Ukrainians were going out and dancing in clubs to music like this. And now when I talk to musicians from Ukraine about watching their own music videos that were filmed just a few months ago, they tell me that it seems as if it's from another lifetime or another world.
You brought a clip from a Ukrainian DJ named Yuri Gurzy, who's now based in Berlin, but he's talking about the first time he saw this particular group live. Here he is.
They were known for extremely energetic live performances. Like, I remember they took Berlin by storm first time they were here. You really had a feeling, people who stayed in a cage for a year and this is their first night out. It was really, really crazy. It was like a punk rock gig without music being punk rock.
Hmm. Have you seen them perform, Dan?
Sadly, I haven't. And their lead singer passed away a few years ago. But so they're still around with a different lineup. It's hard to imagine this amount of fun happening in Ukraine just 2 months ago, but here we are.
Well, we've got time for one more here. This is Mariana Sadovska, who grew up in Lviv, Ukraine, and now lives in Cologne, Germany. This is from her work. It's called Cycle of Wedding Songs.
Ой, засвіти, мати, свічку. Постав на столі, нехай люди подивляться.
Haunting, Dan, just haunting.
You know, when you listen to her perform wedding songs, one of the things that's most striking is how somber they are compared to the typical North American wedding. But if you read the lyrics, it starts to make sense. It's because these songs often deal with the mixed emotions of parents. You think of the two decades you have young kids, they grow up. You're hoping that they'll be happy after they leave home. Now, as she travels, she still continues to perform these songs. And we see on YouTube and social media other mixed emotions as young couples are still falling in love in Ukraine, getting married, and then being separated as men head to defend the country.
Yeah. And Mariana tells you that she is living on a train right now, traveling around Europe and doing benefit concerts for Ukraine. Here she is speaking to you about that.
I'm very thankful to all people, institutions, musicians, friends who are now reaching to me and inviting me and helping me to organize such event. And we will not stop doing it till we will win, till the light will win the darkness.
Mm. Very moving, until the light will win the darkness.
She is very inspiring because at the same time, as you could hear, she was on the verge of tears. And yet she still has to keep going, knowing that she's unable to reach her loved ones.
What would you leave us with, Dan, knowing the stories and having these relationships with these musicians who are suffering along with so many others right now?
Well, the songs that these artists are still performing are so relevant today. Whether it's a song about what mothers went through during World War II or what Ukrainians went through when Tsarist Russian Empire invaded Ukraine, Daka Brocket has songs about that. This is music about preserving a culture, and in a way, the culture is also under threat. And musicians are sharing what's happening on the ground through song, and it's extremely inspiring.
That's Dan Rosenberg, a journalist, radio host, and music producer, bringing us some of the music of Ukraine. Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And we've got videos of some of the artists you've been hearing at our website, hereandnow.org.